It's 1959 in New York City, and radio personality Peter Tripp has an interesting idea. To raise money for a charitable cause, he's going to break a record by staying awake for 8 straight days, or about 200 hours. He began the experiment in good spirits, but as the hours and days wore on, he began to experience severe physical and mental symptoms. The researchers observing Tripp noted that his mood changes drastically. His capacity for words and memory begin to fail. His body temperature drops more and more. Soon, the hallucinations start, and Tripp's connection to reality becomes tenuous. While Tripp did achieve his record, his mental symptoms lingered for years afterwards. Mood swings, anxiety, and forgetfulness. This is extreme, obviously, but the lessons can be easily extrapolated to modern society on the whole. The reality is that most of us don't give sleep the attention it deserves, and sadly, millions of people suffering from too little or low quality sleep will almost certainly experience some degree of impact on their mental health and brain health. Sleep, a common denominator of every living person. We all experience this state of unconsciousness every day to varying degrees of success. Yet, ironically, the purpose of sleep is unclear to most people. Have you ever asked yourself the basic question, what even is sleep? Why do our brains crave it? And what really is good sleep? What happens when we deprive our bodies of that meaningful rest? Surprisingly, some of these questions are more difficult to answer than they may first appear, and the new science around sleep continues to push boundaries of what we thought was possible. We know what sleep looks like. We know that when we're sleeping, we're unconscious, although it's different from other forms of unconsciousness, like, say, a coma, in that it's easy to snap into being awake. We know that the mind and brain are working in some capacity. We do dream, we keep breathing, regulating our temperature, and our brain cells burn just as many calories as when we are awake. We know that there are some easily identifiable side effects to not getting enough sleep, but up until relatively recently, just a matter of decades, we really had very little understanding of what's happening in the brain and why it is designed to snooze for a third of our lives. Sleep and mental health are intimately linked. It's no coincidence that chronic sleep problems affect 50 to 80% of patients with mental health diaginoses, compared with 10 to 18% of adults in the general US population. And sleep problems are particularly prevalent in patients with anxiety, depression, bipolar disorder, and ADHD. The most common sleep disorders include insomnia, a difficulty falling or remaining asleep, and narcolepsy, its opposite. Any sleep disorder, regardless of cause, is by definition a deviation from restful, rejuvenating sleep required for good health. A newborn sleeps 14 to 17 hours a day, teens 9 to 11 hours, and for most adults, a good night's sleep is somewhere in the 7 to 9 hour range. Sleep happens in 4 stages. The first 3 power the brain down and bring you into a more deep rest. The 4th stage of sleep, called REM, or rapid eye movement sleep, is different. Here, the eyes begin to shift and flick in different directions, heart rate and breathing increase, and you begin to dream. The brain is more active in general, with activity approaching that of a waking mind. And contrary to outward appearances, a great deal is happening while you snooze that directly affects your waking hours. Take a look at the hippocampus, which is again the memory and emotional center of the brain. In a controlled study on sleep habits, researchers observed healthy activity in the hippocampus in those who receive the normal 8 hours of sleep and worse readings on those who go without. Or examine the immune system. Those who cut their sleep in half to 4 hours a night show a 70% reduction in cells that fight foreign invaders, a 70% reduction in immune strength. And then there's the glymphatic system, which stands for glial-dependent lymphatic transport. That's a mouthful. Only truly discovered in 2012, this complex system has been described as a macroscopic waste clearance system. In other words, while you're sleeping, your brain is being thoroughly cleansed. You see, the glymphatic system is most active while you're asleep, removing waste metabolites and neurotoxic waste materials harmful to your brain cells, while simultaneously distributing compounds like minerals, fats, and amino acids, and glucose. Think of your brain like an office building. During the day, the central functions of the office create trash. Whiteboards get written on, papers get moved around. It's at night, when the lights are out, that the cleaning happens. Waste baskets are emptied, papers are organized and put away. The whole place is put back into working, productive order. Or you know that feeling after you've cleaned a room in your house and it's fresh and everything is in its place. Sometimes I think that's what my brain is like in the morning after a good night's sleep. All clean, all prepared and organized, and ready for the day ahead. Did you know the brain generates 7 grams of waste every single day? That's about 1.5 teaspoons of just trash coming out of your brain cells every single day. New knowledge of the glymphatic system has fundamentally changed the ways we think about sleep, its importance, and the ramifications of not getting enough. And initial studies conducted on mice show a correlation between these systems and depression. And initial research, not surprisingly, suggests that the glymphatic system in humans is complex and dynamic, working throughout our sleep, and likely to be a new frontier in understanding how to optimize our brain for health and recovery. Sleep's effects on mental fitness are myriad. It archives experiences we have during the day, turning short-term memories into long-term memories. It makes you much less likely to experience poor mood or to lash out in irritability or anger. It increases reported levels of optimism, sociability, and hopefulness, and it decreases stress, suspiciousness, and paranoia. So perhaps it's time for a fundamental shift in how we think about sleep. For too long, there's been a strange romanticization of sleep deprivation, of the student staying up all night to cram for a test, the office worker burning the candle at both ends, finishing that report, the "I'll sleep when I'm dead" crowd. But ironically, this worshipful dedication to productivity is fostering a culture of brain fog, of exhaustion, and of long-term brain health consequences and mental health symptoms. Here are some key takeaways from this module. Good sleep is absolutely critical for good mental health and optimal mental fitness. And sleep disruption is a major factor that both contributes to depression and anxiety, but it's also a symptom of these conditions. In fact, chronic sleep problems affect 50 to 80% of patients who are struggling with their mental health. There are 4 stages of sleep that we went over in this module, and what we really want to emphasize is getting more stage 3 deep sleep and more stage 4 REM, rapid eye movement sleep. That's when you're dreaming. Those are both great goals for improving your overall brain health and improving your mental fitness.
Sleep is also key for keeping inflammation in check. After all, the immune system and the hippocampus are both affected by the amount and quality of sleep that you get every night. We talked about the glymphatic system. This is a new part of the brain that was just recently discovered. It clears the waste, and it's most active while you sleep. This thorough cleansing and removal of, get it, 7 grams of brain waste is absolutely crucial for you feeling your best and having clear thinking and good moods. Tune in to the following modules to learn more about how you can improve your sleep so you can achieve optimal mental health. And make sure to check out module 22, which will help you manage chronic stress.